Welcome to the Poem of the Week. As you know, poems are patient-oriented evidence that matters. Each week, our poem is intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes, and he is joined by InfoPoem's senior editor, Dr. Mark Abel. Gentlemen.
Thank you, Maggie. How are you doing this week, Mark?
Doing well, thank you.
Good. This week, our poem deals with lipid lowering. Just as background, cholesterol lowering using statins or non-statins has been shown to significantly reduce mortality and fatal coronary artery disease compared with either placebo or no treatment. Some reviews have suggested that the relative risk reduction of stroke and ischemic heart disease events was proportional to the size reduction of the LDL cholesterol. Americans have always believed that if a little of something is good, a lot must be a whole lot better, and nobody wants us to subscribe to this theory more than Big Pharma. So this week, we're going to look at a poem, or Mark is going to look at a poem, that asks the question, does high-dose statin therapy provide additional benefit over moderate doses in patients with pre-existing heart disease? So these are patients who are already identified as having cardiovascular risk factors. Mark?
Yeah, this is a meta-analysis, and the reason that's helpful in this case is a lot of cardiovascular studies look at what we call the all-bad-things outcome, where they combine acute MI, rehospitalization, restenosis, new heart failure, you know, getting hit by a bus, and everything gets combined into a single aggregate outcome. And, of course, getting another heart attack is probably a lot worse than just being admitted to the hospital for, you know, a worsening of angina. There's some differences between those outcomes, but they lump them together in order to increase the statistical power of the study. They don't need as many patients to prove a benefit if you look at this all bad things. Ultimately, all-cause mortality is really the most important outcome, and individual studies often aren't large enough or long enough to really evaluate that outcome. So these researchers looked for all of the studies in the literature that evaluated the effectiveness of intensive cholesterol lowering in patients with either recent acute coronary syndrome or stable coronary heart disease. They limited their search to randomized controlled trials of at least 6 months' duration that compared a high-dose lipid-lowering treatment with a lower dose, for example, 80 milligrams of simvastatin versus 20 milligrams. They did a very careful search, looked in different languages, evaluated the quality of the studies, and they ended up finding six trials enrolling a total of 110,000 patient years of data. In the ACS studies, the acute coronary syndrome studies, there were 9,000 patients followed for 2 years, and death occurred in 3.5% getting the high dose versus 4.6% getting the lower dose of a statin. So the number needed to treat to prevent one death over 2 years is 80. And that's actually not a bad number needed to treat. You'd have to give 80 people this drug for 2 years to prevent one additional death at the high dose. They didn't find any benefit in terms of mortality in 18,000 patients with stable coronary disease treated for a five-year period. Intensive treatment did significantly decrease major coronary events in these patients, and admission for heart failure were also decreased by the more intensive therapy for both patients with ACS and stable coronary disease.
So we see a lot of things with number needed to treat in the teens and low 20s. Here we're talking a number needed to treat of 80, perhaps a little bit higher cost of that treatment as well. What's the bottom line?
Well, it ends up being, I guess, a bit of a value judgment, and actually different countries may make that judgment differently depending on how much they're willing to spend for that one additional life saved. If you take 80 people and give them a drug that costs an extra $500 a year for 2 years, that's $80,000 more. You know, that's one of those gray areas where society may decide that's not worth it. In the U.S., we probably would say that's worth it. What I'm concerned about is not so much people with recent ACS being put on an intensive, lipid-lowering drug. That's a relatively small group, and they're very high risk, and they probably are the most likely group to benefit. Even people with stable heart disease, they had 18,000 people followed for 5 years And they essentially found no difference in mortality. They did find some benefits in terms of coronary events and heart failure, but really not a home run. What I'm concerned about is that doctors, you know, we have a tendency to extend these results to lower and lower and lower risk populations. And when I'm working with residents now, I'll hear them say, well, this patient is an average risk woman who's 50 years old, no history of heart disease, no diabetes, and so I started her on 80 milligrams of simvastatin. And I'm thinking, back up a little bit. Okay, this is an average risk patient. We really don't know, and it's very unlikely that in this population these very high doses or very low targets for LDL do any more good than more modest treatment goals.
Interesting. That's the poem for this week. Mark, thanks for your advice. We look forward to talking with you again next week.
All right, my pleasure.
Have a good week, everyone, and we'll talk to you next week.
That's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to look at this and other recent poems, please go to www.infopoems.com. Please join us again next week for another medical poem.